proper.
Wow. That was cool for a minute, man. That
Wow.
was really, really
Well, one of us
coolio.
is a musician, and the other one is
Is
it?
Jack Frimpson.
Nah, I'm just kidding. I've got like over a billion plays on one of my songs or whatever. But yeah, we're not here to talk about
You put your cold calls on
that. I didn't.
Spotify,
They got in a Spotify editorial, 4 a.m. after
didn't you?
party.
Yeah, it was cool, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what I'm listening to.
Anyway,
Anyway, what's on the mind
I
this
saw something
week?
before, right? And I've seen it a few times, and it's been playing on my mind.
Tell me.
Well,
Tell me, Uncle Zaki.
I don't know if you've seen it, right, but I saw this post before, and this guy's like, I rang someone up before. You know, when people write out the script that they've done, rang someone up before. The guy said, I'm not really interested. Call me back in 3 months. And he's like, oh, well, if you'd be interested in 3 months, why don't we just book something in the diary? And then he's like going like, and that's how you book a meeting. He's giving it the bigger. The more worrying thing, the amount of likes and the amount of comments saying, amazing, I'm going to try that. That's
This is
tremendous.
great.
If we did that, we wouldn't be called We Have a Meeting. What would we be called?
We put anything
Exactly.
in the
We put
diary.
real shit in the diary. So we deal with this all day, right? Because the most common objections that you're going to get realistically are not right now, call me back, or not right now, send me an email, aren't they? So when you hear that, what are you thinking straight away?
I'm thinking the biggest objection is probably like you're reluctant. Okay, there's some kind of reluctancy to change. If you hear it from the off, no, I'm not interested. Call me back in 3 months. That's like a
Yeah.
knee-jerk reaction. If you've had a conversation about a genuine problem, or as I say, a
Yeah, of course,
genuine
genuine.
problem, and then they're saying call me back in 3 months, well, do you know what I mean? You're not broke down on the motorway speaking to AA saying, can you come and pick me up in 3 months, are you?
Did you said
Like
that before? Have you
that's
ever said that line before?
never said that before. That was
And I
live,
saw
and
it
that
on
was
your
a
face.
great
You actually knew
analogy.
that was good when you said it as well, but you did like it.
I knew it was so good,
Certificate
and
smile, yeah.
I talk a lot of shit, and we know that. But yeah, like that's not something that happened. So it's like, why are they saying that? Like, there's this level of reluctance. So like, how would you combat that? Because straight away for me, it's not going in the diary. It's a meeting in 3 months. It's like it's pointless. It's a callback.
Yeah,
Okay,
so
let's call it that.
there's a managerial thing, isn't there, here of like what is acceptable? Yeah, that for us would be a callback. Yeah, nothing could go. You can't have that as an opportunity. You can't have it as a meeting. It's a callback. Yeah, really, it's actually probably nothing because there's nothing in it to make that person want to answer. Yeah, so that's there's a managerial thing, and perhaps probably a thing of does that demonstrate that SDRs are targeted on just book stuff in too much. I think we've all worked in businesses. People who listen to this, they might be working in a business like this now, where that's the goal. Just get them in. Just get them in the diary. Because I've got this
Whoever,
report, I'm going to put
whatever.
it in front of the shelves at the end of the week. They just want to know that there's activity, that there's stuff happening. It's all got to come out the funnel on the other end. Nothing attends, nothing shows up, nothing happens. So that's the top end, yeah? The actual you're on the ground having the calls, the tips. Someone says to me, can you call me back in 3 months? First thing, with all objections, I'm going to welcome it. I'm going to say, yeah, of course I can. I've called you out the blue. Absolutely. Of course I can call you back in 3 months. Before I do you mind if I ask you something just to make sure I'm prepared for when I call you back in 3 months?
Yeah, of course. Go on,
Okay,
hit
well,
me.
out of problem A, B, and C, when I call you back, which one am I talking to you about?
It kind of all of it all applies
Come
a
on.
little bit.
No one ever says they all apply a little bit. What do you mean?
It's a little bit of this and a little bit
Okay,
of
well,
that.
give me a little example. And if it's a good example, I'll let you wear your hair like that again tomorrow.
Okay, pause. Step out of role
What
play.
was that role play?
Very good. Very nice. Well, it felt
Yeah.
like one for a moment.
Really, what I'm saying is welcome. Isolate, yeah? So welcome. So I've welcomed it. I can call you back. I can do that for you. Just so I can call you back. What are we going to talk about? And the purpose of all early calls right at the start before you've got into the chat. You don't know anything. Can I just get you back on a problem?
Mm. Exactly. Because people buy for a couple of reasons, paying now or paying in the future. That doesn't mean that they can't buy now. Like one of the things we look at is like, how long is your sales cycle? Okay, if your sales cycle is 3 to 6 months, they've got this problem now, they want to buy it in 3 months. Well, the process might start now. So it's like, it all goes back to like, okay, I the other one I love as well is like, okay, yeah, absolutely, I can do that. Zach, can I be honest with you? 3 months is very specific. Yeah. What's going on? What's happening?
That's a good one as well. I love the delivery as well.
Paint. Yeah, I stepped into those shoes. But it's just about like unpacking everything, having clarity. And it's like, your job isn't just to book meetings, SDRs, business owners, whatever. It's not just to book meetings. It's revenue. It's revenue. Like that is just a symptom. So you want to be booking meetings with things that are going to move somewhere, like opportunities, deals, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's really, I would have been more impressed if I saw a post before that said, someone asked me for a call back in 3 months and I took them through these steps. At the end of it, I disqualified them. And I said, you know what? No problem here. Yeah. There's no motivation. I'm going to not waste any time in the CRM, any time, any cadences. I'm not going to waste the shareholder's time. I'm not going to waste my boss's time in expecting anything. I'm not going to waste my time on if and buts and maybes. I just want to work in yes and no. Now, Jack, let's stop there. We're going to set a little task this week, okay?
I love it.
All the way through, I want you to message me a quote that sounds like it's real, but that you've actually made up. Okay?
So you might say something like, time is not determined by clocks, it's determined by cops.
You might say that. And if you did, hey, I'm here to make sales gay again. I've been Zach Thompson. That's been Jack Frimston. And together, we're criminally insane. See you next time.
See you in the membrane.